At the same time, I'm acutely conscious that gains can be contingent. Yesterday's breakthrough can be today's failure if we let our vigilance falter. Speaker, progress on closing the gap is hard enough without taking retrograde steps and undoing the good work that has already been accomplished. This is why I am very concerned about the alcohol policies adopted by the country Liberal Party since it came to government in the Northern Territory. I am concerned about plans touted by the Liberal National Party in Queensland to wind back restrictions in that state too. Tragedy was the word Noel Pearson used to describe the Newman government's plans. I have a real fear that the rivers of grog that wreaked such havoc amongst Indigenous communities are starting to flow once again. The government will take action in response to any irresponsible policy changes that threaten to forfeit our hard-won gains. We saw the banned drinkers register dismantled by the Northern Territory government on the 29th of August last year, 4 days after the Northern Territory election. Yet we know the register was working. According to the then Northern Territory government, after its first year of operation, alcohol-related assaults dropped in Darwin, Palmerston, Alice Springs and Katherine. There were 10,000 fewer antisocial instances reported. People felt safer walking around their hometowns. Now, since it was pulled down by the Country Liberal Party in the Northern Territory, we're hearing worrying reports about the rise in admissions in the emergency department at Alice Springs Hospital due to alcohol-related accidents and abuse. People are witnessing more alcohol-related violence. In and around Alice Springs over the Christmas New Year period, there were at least 5 alcohol-related deaths. Former banned drinkers are now again on the long list of alcohol-related offences coming before the Alice Springs Magistrates Court each day. Today, I call on the Country Liberal Party to reinstate the banned drinkers register immediately.